What's the blueprint for Harbor Beach's defense? And that's right in the middle. And that's what Ubley does best. They need to continue to do that. They run to the outside. The Harbor Beach Pirate defense is too fast. They will get out there and stop those plays. So Ubley needs to be physical and run the ball up the middle. And last but not least, somebody needs to play to their comfort level. Harbor Beach is at home. This is their chance to beat the Ubley Bearcats for the second time this season. The Ubley Bearcats are angry. They are not happy with not beating Harbor Beach the first time. This is their chance at redemption. So they have an opportunity here. The weather is in Ubley's favor. We're not going to shy away from that. A running game is going to be better adept to handling this type of weather than Harbor Beach. Taking shotgun snaps, trying to throw the football, trying to catch those passes is going to be very difficult. And those were the big plays that helped Harbor Beach defeat Ubley the first time around. Those are going to be difficult to execute tonight. That could be an opportunity for Ubley, who struggles in pass defense, to succeed tonight. But it's anybody's ball game. We'll see who can handle the pressure and run their offense to the best of their levels.
We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll take a look at our current conditions, find out who our officials are, and a whole lot more right here on Sports Radio 102.1. Ubley and Harbor Beach kicking off in 3.5 minutes.
D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth wants you to save more this fall season. D&M Cabinet Shop will give up to 15% off on all Decora and Diamond cabinets, which are already at low prices. Also, Cambria countertops have many different colors and designs for you to choose from. So for this fall season, save even more at D&M Cabinet Shop and get that kitchen or bathroom you have always been dreaming about.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Listening to a presentation of the WLW Sports Network as the Ubley Bearcats are on the road in week number 10, the first week of the postseason, in a rainy, cold, and windy night in the shores of Lake Huron in Harbor Beach, Michigan. As we're finding out our starting lineups from the home announcer here, current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 48 degrees with rainy skies. They're calling for a 70% chance of rain this evening as it's decreasing as the night goes on. Winds are the southwest at 7 to 10 miles an hour and gusting up to 15. Visibility's at 2 miles. Just barometric pressure is rising at 29.74 inches. Dew point's at 47. It feels like it's 45 degrees out. Humidity's at 89%. Get the sunscreen out as sunset was at 6:28 this evening, and Dave, we're currently in the waxing crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. It's crazy, Dave. On October 27th, just 10 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, we've lost 18 minutes from just 7 days ago. Ubley won the toss and he's elected to receive, going on offense on the offensive right out of the gates. So Harbor Beach will be kicking off to start this game left to right across your radio. Your officials tonight, your referee is Chris Shoemate, umpire Tim Walter, head linesman Marty Snover, line judge Mark Brown, and your back judge is Mark Dow. Dave Hansen, first thoughts.
Well, keep in mind, Ubley, I believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Harbor Beach got the opening kickoff in Ubley and went right down the field like it was no big deal and was up in that game early with a first series score, and that Ubley was playing from behind the whole game. Keep in mind, they're a team that likes to play with the lead. They're comfortable having a lead in a close game, running the football all day long. They don't want to play from behind. So in this case, I can see why they would win the toss and, sir, we want the football because we want to score first. So they're going to see, we'll see right away, is that Harbor Beach defense up to the task of slowing down the high-powered Ubley running game.
And now we listen in to the Harbor Beach Marching Band for the playing of the National Anthem from Harbor Beach, Michigan, right here into the MHSAA playoffs on Sports Radio 102.1, live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com.
For the freedoms we enjoy, let us now honor and respect their efforts and our countries. Civilian gentlemen, please remove your hats. Active and retired military, we encourage you to render the appropriate salute, and everyone able, please stand at attention, placing your hand over your heart. The Harbor Beach High School Marching Band, under the direction of Sarah Dedana and Field Commander Nicole Lemansky and Haley Puff. Please join as we honor our country with the presentation of the American flag by the Burnham's-Hagedorn Post 197. And please join the Marching Pirates as we honor America with the national anthem conducted by Field Commander Haley Bach.
Ball. Here we go, Dave. The playoffs are amongst us. It seems like just week one was just a moment ago. And here we are, another run, and the mitts are off. Is this going to be a battle tonight on the gridiron?
No, there's no other game that makes us smile more than Ubley Harbor Beach, and we get to see it for the second time this season. Again, Ken couldn't be happier and can't wait for this game to start.
Both teams coming out on the field. It's a wet and slippery night. The rain continues to keep falling right to left across your radio as we are facing the south here tonight in Harbor Beach, Michigan, and we couldn't be more excited. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Cale O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from beautiful Harbor Beach, Michigan. And for the first time, Dave, we have our windows closed, but the home announcer has his windows open. I'd like to point that out.
Yes, I can't believe that I'm saying that, but I was prepared for whatever we wanted to do here, but I think for the safety of our equipment, it's probably a good idea we keep them closed.
Yes, indeed. 12 minutes are on the clock. Harbor Beach will be kicking off. Kendall Gintner, the big man who works on the line on both sides of the ball, is also the kicker for the Pirates. Black uniforms, black pants, new uniforms this year. White numbering, orange outline, the classic white helmet with black face mask, all white. No markings on that. For the Ubley Bearcats, they are in their away road uniforms, white jerseys, orange numbers and lettering, black outline of those, black pants and shiny black helmets with black face masks with the Ubley U emblazoned on the side of their helmet. Harbor Beach comes out and they're ready to kick this off. Right to left across your radio, the Ubley Bearcats will be facing into the wind at approximately 7 to 10 miles per hour in front of us. Should be a good game tonight here, Dave.
Absolutely. We'd love to see this rain settle down a little bit so we can see both teams handle the rock with care and be able to move the football down the field with a little bit of ease. We've seen in the past Matt Mychek have trouble handling the football in tough conditions. It was tough down in Chesning last year for him. We'll see how it works out tonight. But both teams are going to have their challenges, especially from center to quarterback exchange. That will be a key point tonight to keep an eye on, with as long as the rain keeps coming down the way it is.
Deep back for the Ubley Bearcats at their own 12-yard line. That would be number two, Casey Sweeney, near us the most. And then the far, that would be number 10, Ethan Lemke. Kicking off, number 51 for the Harbor Beach Pirates, Kendall Gintner. Not your typical kicker, 5'11", 200-pound guard, nose guard, and a junior for the Pirates. Kicking off right to left across your radio. Black uniforms are lined up, white uniforms ready to receive as the postseason is amongst us. Kendall Gender's kick comes down to about the 21-yard line, brought in by Ubley with ease. That would be number 30, spinning out his first tackle, Anthony Sweeney, getting all the way out to the 29-yard line. And that is how they will start this drive, first and 10, brought down by Austin Roberts on special teams.
Well, make that his own 39-yard line, Clark, is an excellent field position for the Bearcats to start this game. Just 61 yards to pay dirt, and this postseason, as you said, Clark, is underway. And you guessed it, the Bearcats come out in their traditional wing tee offense.
Full house tee, three-man backfield. Matt Mychek is under center, working off the near hash at their own 39-yard line. Three-man backfield. Mychek, there's a snap, hands it off to his third option, coming through the pile, comes out for about 3, maybe 4 yards, out to the 40.